Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Busting Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Few other things I want to hit on here. Busting Loose Baseball, Toby Altizer, Grant Paulson with you. Let's look ahead to this Orioles series. It's only two games, Tuesday and Wednesday, off day as you're probably listening to this on Monday. Both games, the Nats are getting the Birds stud, although they got a lot of them, I guess. But Corbin Burnes on Tuesday against likely National League Cy Young Award winner Trevor Williams. Who nobody can score a run off of. By the way, his last start was hilarious, dude. Was it? It had to be his last start. It feels like it was a month ago now when he stranded the bases loaded twice without allowing a run, which had happened before in the history of baseball. Like, legit comical what's happening with Trevor Williams right now.
Well,
but anyway,
you say the Birds are throwing their studs. The Nats are throwing their studs. Trevor Williams and Mitchell Parker.
I was going to say a couple guys where you're kind of scratching your head going, how is this happening? But they're about to get tested, young men. I mean, Trevor Williams against that Orioles lineup, they hit tanks. And then you've got Mitchell Parker, a lefty. Again, you know, Adley Rutschman's a switch hitter, good at bats. But, you know, they're coming at you with Kowser, Gunnar Henderson, a power hitting right-handed bat. It was a front runner maybe for MVP with Juan Soto in the AL. So it's going to be a whale of a series. But I like the test for the Nats here. I know it's only two games. There's only so much you can take out of it. But you're playing an Orioles team that's outstanding, that's rolling, by the way. They've won 15 of their last 20. This lineup for Baltimore is unbelievable. They scored double-digit runs in their series finisher, their sweep of the Reds. They gave up one run, by the way, as a staff in three games against Cincinnati, in addition to just having a home run parade. So they come in on fire. And you get to see where you're at for a couple games against Burnes, who's a dynamite number one, who they acquired via trade this offseason. And then Kyle Bradish, who you mentioned, who is just back off of injury. His first start was really good, but he didn't pitch deep. I don't think he finished the fifth inning. But presumably he'll have more pitches, more innings available, maybe a five or six inning stint for him this time around. If they have a weakness, the Orioles, I would say it's the back of the bullpen, perhaps.
Yeah.
Craig Kimbrell has been uneasy. He gave up the only run of the series. They were up 2-0 on Saturday night in the ninth. He gave up a run and they had to go get Yennier Cano to finish what he started and kind of bail him out and save his bacon. So if it's a 1-2 run game late, I would say the Nats have a shot because Kimbrell has not really been dominant at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of need to be a little bit better in, like they did in a couple of the games in the Blue Jays series, and work some counts. Like Kikuchi was fantastic against them in the first game of the series. Once he got out of the game after six, they were able to do some work against that pen. Obviously, Manoa, first game back, they were able to get to him and then got him out early. But even Gausman, he wasn't able to go super deep, only 5 1/3. So they're going to have to find a way to just work some counts. You know, Corbin Burns is going to be a hard at bat all night. See if you can get him out of the game early, get into that bullpen, and then maybe you have a chance. Because if you're going against those two dudes for 7 innings, it's probably not going to be good, considering that O's lineup is probably going to put up 4 or 5, maybe 6 or more runs.
All right, Toby, let's talk minor leagues for a moment before we get out of here. We got to call attention to a really good start from Jackson Rutledge on Sunday. He needed it. 6 shutouts, 6 strikeouts from him, scattering 3 hits at AAA. Forget the season ERA for a moment, because he's had some absolute disastrous outings, so it's up over 6. But to face 21 batters, get 18 outs, 4 over the minimum, but he got a double play in there, so only faced 3 over the minimum technically. But 6 goose eggs, man. What a big start for him. He had to have one like that here soon, because his season was kind of spiraling on him.
Yeah, I mean, this was a guy that was about to be called up until he got hit by the comebacker. So it's good to see him get back on track and have a good outing.
Brady House, 2 for 3. Drew a walk, was on base 3 times. This is your boy. He has been the hottest hitter in the system. We talked on our last pod about him having 4 homers in a 12-game span. He's got his season average up to almost 270 now after a slow start. But House has been rolling at AA.
Yeah, I mean, how crazy is it, Grant, when you look through, the prospects and all the guys that are highlighted red on the Nats organization being in the top 30 prospects of the AA guys? He's got the highest average of the guys. You're looking at Pinckney's at 240. You're looking at Cruz at 230. Yo-Yo's 213. Pineda's 200. That's obviously not super encouraging for those guys, but 266 for Brady House. It's another 2 for 3 game on Sunday. Like, an encouraging sign. This is a guy, like I talk about, I'm super high on. It's just about maintaining that health, because whenever he's been healthy, that dude hits.
Obligatory James Wood update. He had a hit, was on base a couple more times today. Had a 3-hit game earlier in the weekend. The 21-year-old, massive left-handed stick, hitting .325 with an .895 OPS at the AAA level. So no longer the non-human numbers of the beginning of the season, but he settled in very nicely with just normal dominance, hitting over .320, getting on base 43% of the time, OPS up around .900, handling himself very well, and look forward to seeing him at Nationals Park. Please remember to subscribe to the pod, rate the pod, review the pod, send us a comment. We will read comments that we get with nice reviews on the show. We don't mind doing that. So thank you so much for listening. Send this podcast around. Get the word out that we do this before and after series all week long. And enjoy Nats baseball. For Toby and Darris, Grant saying so long on Bustin' Loose Baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.